dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call. Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
Oh, man. We have got a hot one for you this week. So it was actually just a couple of days ago. I was talking with my friend Chris Kerner, and you've heard him here on the podcast many times. But we got to talking about Walmart purchase orders and how many suppliers ask about how they can manually make their POs bigger. There is a way to get bigger POs from Walmart. It's not as manual as you may like, but as always, the team here at Ethan Walton can help. Now, that being said, Mr. Kerner is going to join us after the break to deep dive on you getting bigger POs from Walmart. Stick with us.
Please hold. Your call is being transferred. The Ethan Walton conference call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
Mr. Chris Kerner is Vice President of Supplier Solutions and joining us in the studio. Thank you so much for being here, sir.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Here's how this started. You and I were having a conversation earlier this week about purchase orders, Walmart purchase orders specifically. So before we get into the meat and potatoes of this, let's step back a little bit and talk about Walmart's process. If I'm a supplier and I am getting purchase orders from Walmart on a regular basis, what is that based on? What are they basing the quantities of the purchase orders on?
So many factors go into that, of course. One of those is the forecast, and then many factors into the forecast. So they would be looking at what happened last year, what sold last year. They would be looking at anything last year that is unsustainable year after year. Was there a severe weather event that caused something, either increased or decreased sales? Were there certain promotional events that happened last year? What else has changed since last year in store count, possibly? Possibly, or other items that are in or out that would have affected the sales of that. So those things and more go into determining what the forecast is, which will then help drive the PO size.
And the whole reason that we got to talking about this was based off a question that you get and your team gets, I know, a lot. And that is, if I'm a supplier and I want to increase the size of my purchase orders from Walmart, can I go in and do that manually?
No, cannot do that unilaterally. That purchase order is a contract to order and then pay for that. And of course, there are times when suppliers would think, hey, I know some situations that are coming up, a promotional event that's coming up, or other things in the competitive landscape, but they would say, I think sales are going to increase on this, so let's make sure we have enough product. Or they may even look and say, hey, I think they're not carrying enough product every day. But again, the supplier cannot just unilaterally make a change like that.
Well, and I know this is a question on a lot of suppliers' minds, is when that comes up. So for the reasons that you mentioned, whether there's a predictable spike in sales, maybe there's a feature space. How does that supplier approach the Walmart buyer to say, I would like an increase in the size of my POs?
So for us, what we found works best is it's all about timing and communication preparation, of course. So are you getting far enough in advance with the buyer and the replen manager to tell that story, to make that case where they can plan for it as well? Again, have you done your homework? Have you done the analytics that show that here's what the volume was last year, here's what we think it will be this year, again, because of those changes that you talked about? Maybe it's a feature promotional event that we're going to see a lift. Can you prove what that lift should be, what it has been, again, to make that story that we're going to need additional product to capitalize on this opportunity? We've got great experience in putting those stories together. We know how to communicate those stories, and we build them for our suppliers. So again, they can make a great case with the buyer to support those features, those ads, sometimes even mod changes. We know things are going to be changing enough items in and out during a mod time, and it might be a good time to relook at that as well.
So here's where the team at Ethan Walton can really help, because we've been on both sides of that Walmart buyer meeting. And as a matter of fact, I've got a link out in our podcast description where you can contact our team if you have questions about your specific POs. So Chris, when it comes to this, you know, trying to approach that Walmart buyer to request bigger purchase orders, What are some of the things that our team will look at to determine even if it's appropriate for that supplier?
So we'll really follow along with the way we know that Walmart is looking at that forecast as well. So what did happen last year? And not only in terms of units, but often in velocity, like units per store per week. So again, if there was an item in 1,000 stores last year and it's 2,000 stores this year, but there's another event on top of that, we might be looking to do more than double the forecast that from what last year's sales were because of these other events. So we're going to go in there. We're going to look at that. We're going to cleanse that data if there were sustainable events driving sales last year. Again, look at the competitive landscape. And then what are we factoring in for whatever that new event is? Again, this often comes up with, I've got a sidekick that's starting or some kind of promotional event that's going to run for 12 weeks. We'd love to see more inventory to capitalize that on that. It's a secondary placement in the store, so we can't live on the inventory that would be in the regular inline section. So again, we can put those stories together based on analyzing those things, our experience in knowing what kind of lift to estimate for those specific events. You know, we would look at, is it a rollback or just a feature space? Because that affects the lift. So we can run those calculations, run those analytics, provide those estimates, try to make a case to increase the size of those POs.
And that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. We appreciate you downloading us again this week. Hey, this is Jared Davis reminding you, call me. Would love to speak with you because most likely I marked your email as spam.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.